Good morning, and welcome to Searching the Scriptures, brought to you by the Church of Christ that meets at Wasilla. We are located at 2061 North Merciful Circle. From the Parks Highway, take Seward Meridian, then turn right on Bogard Road. We're just past the Boys and Girls Club on the right. Our phone number is 373-5773, and our website is churchofchristwasilla.com. Come and study God's Word with us. We meet at 10 a.m. for Bible study, 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. for services, and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. Each week, we'll endeavor to help you grow by searching the Scriptures. 2 Peter 3:18 reads, "But grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen." Please take out your Bibles and search the Scriptures with us this morning.
I'm Wendell Fikes, and we invite you to stay tuned as we study the Scriptures together. We're encouraged by your interest in examining and searching the Scriptures with us each Lord's Day. Today's lesson is entitled, "The Kind of Faith That Pleases God." Without faith, it is impossible to please Him, for he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. The text says there's a faith that pleases God. That's a faith that believes God is. It's a faith that believes God will reward anyone who diligently seeks Him. So anyone seeking to please God or desiring to go to heaven must have a kind of faith that pleases God, a faith that God will accept, a faith that prompts one to act and to obey. The writer of the book of Hebrews actually tells us what faith is in chapter 11 and verse 1. The Greek scholar Thayer defined faith in these words: to think to be true, to be persuaded of, to have confidence in the thing believed, conviction, trust in Jesus or God that they are able to do what they promise. This chapter constitutes the greatest discussion of biblical faith ever published. Faith depends on revelation. Faith involves trusting our Maker. Faith is an action word, wrote commentator Wayne Jackson. God spoke to the fathers, Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1. God warned Noah of an unseen flood, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 7. Faith demands that we trust in God and obey His instruction as Noah did. Turn to Genesis chapter 6 and observe God's instructions to Noah to build an ark. The Lord said, "My spirit shall not strive with man forever. For he is indeed flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And God said to Noah, 'The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood. Make rooms in the ark, and cover it inside and outside with pitch. And this is how you shall make it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, 450 feet. Its width, 50 cubits, 75 feet. And its height, 30 cubits, 45 feet. You shall make a window for the ark, and set the door of the ark in its side. You shall make it with lower, second, and third decks. I myself am bringing floodwaters on the earth to destroy from under heaven all flesh in which is the breath of life. Everything that is on the earth shall die. But I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall go into the ark, you, your sons, your wife, and your sons' wives with you." Genesis chapter 6, verses 1 through 18. The Bible says Noah did according to all that God commanded. Verse 22. Noah had never seen a flood, yet he built an ark as God told him to. Faith requires action. Noah prepared. Noah built an ark. Faith without obedience is dead. James 2 and verse 26. In chapter 11 and verse 1, the Bible says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." The King James and the New King James versions. Faith is the substance. What is substance? Substance is composed by two parts. The prefix sub, meaning under, and the root word stance suggests the foundation. Many houses have subfloors under the finished floors. It's the foundation that stands under the finished floor. In the same way, faith is the foundation that stands under the things for which people of faith hope. Evidence. Evidence is something that furnishes proof. Hence, faith is the foundation of things hoped for and is proof of things not yet seen. The American Standard Translation employs these words to define faith. Now, faith is assurance of things hoped for, a conviction of things not seen. What does assurance mean? Assurance expresses security, being certain in mind. Assurance is confidence of mind. Faith, therefore, is the certainty and confidence of mind of things hoped for. Now, faith is assurance of things hoped for, a conviction of things not seen. What's conviction? Conviction is being sure that what you believe is true, or the state of being convinced. Faith, then, is the certainty and confidence of mind of the things one hopes for is true. Faith is the title deed of things hoped for, the proving of things not seen, wrote Greek scholar A.T. Robertson. Noah had never seen a flood, but by faith he built an ark to save his family because he had certainty and confidence of mind that it is true. A flood is coming like God said that it would. Obedient faith is necessary to please God. Faith is the total conviction that God means what He says and says what He means, that God promises what His intentions are and will do what He has promised. God said to Abraham, "Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Paul wrote, "For the promise that he would be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law of Moses, but through the righteousness of faith. Therefore, it is of faith, that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham." Abraham believed God, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, "So shall your descendants be." And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb, he, Abraham, did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he, God, was able to perform. Romans chapter 4, verses 13 through 23. God blessed all nations in Christ through Abraham's seed. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He does not say, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to your seed, who is Christ. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 16. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. And if you're Christ's, then you're Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 through 29. Abraham believed God. Abraham had faith in God. Abraham trusted God. Abraham was convinced that God would do everything that he told him he would do. And God did all that he promised Abraham that he would do. The word faith is a noun, and the word believe is a verb, but they are often used interchangeably, yet they convey the same thought. The writer of Hebrews employs both faith and believe in the same verse. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Those who believe God and trust him will always do what he commands. Alive faith has a reward. How is this confident, trusting, and obedient faith produced in our hearts? Faith is not produced in our hearts by a direct operation of the Holy Spirit. Faith is not produced in our hearts by some mysterious, small voice, private personal calling by our Lord. The scriptures in the New Testament reveal precisely how faith is produced in the human heart, that is, the mind. Heart is sometimes called the mind. Faith is produced in the mind or in the heart by the seed that is planted. Jesus said, "The seed is the word of God," Luke chapter 8 and verse 11. Those by the wayside are the ones who hear. Then the devil comes and takes away the word, or the seed, out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. Verse 12. Faith is produced in the heart by the word spoken by the apostles. Jesus said, "I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me." John chapter 17, verses 20 and 21. Faith is produced in the heart through the written word, recorded in the scriptures. Truly, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31. Faith is produced in our hearts by the preaching of God's word. God told Jonah, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach to it the message that I tell you." Jonah chapter 3 and verse 2. Jonah went to the city of Nineveh, and he began to cry out, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." So the people of Nineveh believed God, proclaimed a fast, and put on sackcloth from the greatest to the least of them. Jonah chapter 3, verses 4 and 5. The Ninevites heard Jonah's preaching and believed what God warned through Jonah would happen to them if they did not repent. Their faith or belief in God's promise to spare the city if they repented resulted in their faith, their trust in God, and their obedient works. Here's what they did. They proclaimed a fast. They put on sackcloth and sat in ashes. Neither the Ninevites nor their animals ate nor drank anything. The people turned from their evil ways. They cried out to God. God saw their works, that is, their obedient faith, and did not destroy the city of Nineveh. The Bible says in the New Testament, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. Faith is produced in the sinner's heart through the planted seed, the spoken words of the apostles, the written word in the scriptures, the preached word, by hearing the word. Jesus taught the necessity of believing. He said to his apostles, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16. What must the sinner believe? One must believe that Jesus is the Son of God. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John chapter 3 and verse 16. One must believe that Jesus is the Christ. Truly, Jesus did many signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and believing you might have life through his name. One must believe that Christ died for our sins. He was buried and then arose from the dead. Paul wrote, "Brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received and in which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he rose again the third day, according to the scriptures." 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. To please God and comply with his instructions, everyone must believe that Jesus is the Christ, that Jesus is the Son of God, that Jesus did die and arise from the dead. The faith that pleases God will always comply with his instructions. To be saved, everyone must believe that all believers must believe and be baptized to be saved. Now let me repeat that. To be saved, everyone must believe that all believers must believe and be baptized to be saved. Furthermore, everyone must believe that those who will not be baptized will be condemned. Belief plus baptism equals being saved, obedient faith. Belief minus baptism equals condemnation, dead faith. Faith only, faith without works of obedience, is dead and displeases God. You believe there is one God? You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he offered Isaac, his son, on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled which says, Abraham believed God. When did Abraham believe God? Abraham believed God after he had offered Isaac, his son, on the altar, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. James chapter 2, verses 19 through 24. Faith only, my friends. Those two words together are only mentioned one time in the New Testament. And that one time has the word not in front of it. Not by faith only. The doctrine of faith only is a worthless doctrine. It's a doctrine that displeases God. Jesus said, "Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father who is in heaven." Matthew chapter 7 and verse 21. "He that believes on the Son hath eternal life." How does one believe on the Son? He obeys the Son. How do I know he obeys the Son? Because the very next phrase says, "But he that obeyeth not the Son shall not see life." John chapter 3 and verse 36. "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works also is dead." James chapter 2 and verse 26. No person can be saved by a dead faith. One cannot go to heaven having a dead faith. The cowardly, the unbelieving, the faithless, the detestable, the murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 8. Unbelievers will be lost. Those who say, "Lord, Lord," unless they're willing to obey, will be lost. They are unbelievers. Saying, "Lord, Lord," does not do anything with one's faith. What kind of faith pleases God? It's the faith of one who is convinced that God will save him or her. The faith that has full and complete trust in Jesus that he will do what he promises, and the faith of one that gladly and willingly obeys whatever the Lord commands to receive the reward that God has promised. We close with this question. Does your faith meet the biblical conditions of saving faith that pleases God? I'm Wendell Fikes. Thank you for listening. Until this same time next Sunday morning, we bid you a pleasant good day.
We hope you have been encouraged and will continue your study of God's Word. Please join us again as we search the Scriptures so that we may grow thereby. 1 Peter 2, verse 2. Please remember that you are cordially invited to come and study God's Word with us at 2061 North Merciful Circle. From the Parks Highway, take Seward Meridian, then turn right on Bogard Road. We're just past the Boys and Girls Club on the right. Our meeting times are Sunday morning Bible study for all ages at 10 a.m., followed by Sunday morning worship at 11 a.m. and evening worship at 5 p.m. Our midweek Bible study for all ages is on Wednesday at 7 p.m. If you have any questions concerning the lesson presented, would like additional study material, a home Bible study, or a DVD copy of today's lesson, please visit us at churchofchristwasilla.com. There, you'll be able to download this radio program and other sermons free of charge and listen on demand. That's churchofchristwasilla.com. You can also contact us by calling 373-5773. Thank you for listening and searching the scriptures with us this morning.